Good morning, Mr. Jones. This is your NHS appointment assistant. I see you've been trying to get a GP appointment for 3 weeks. That's not right. I've just found a cancellation with your doctor for this afternoon at 2:15 p.m. I've gone ahead and booked it for you.
Customer support that actually feels supportive? With 11 Labs' empathic AI agents, you offer proactive service that solves problems before they even start. Human-like and around the clock. Discover the future of customer service at 11labs.io/Spotify.
Hello, everybody, and it's Stacy. And before we dive into a huge, I'd like to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's a New York Times best-selling author of The Emotional Code and The Body Code. And exciting news, his new book, The Heart Code, arrives in December. Dr. Nelson's work helps people release their trapped emotions, unlock healing, and step into their lives, and being able to unrelease all those trapped feelings that you have stuck inside you. We're honored to have his support. Now, welcome back to The Advisor with Stacy Chalemi. And today's show, I'm so excited to have a very special guest with us. And her name is Jamie Bennion. She is a mission-driven leader, passionate about shifting the conversation around success from revenue, titles, and hustle to something deeper and more sustainable, impact. At Get Gladly, success means blessing lives, designing systems and experiences and partnerships that generally make life better. And I'd like to introduce you to her right now. And before I don't want to personally introduce you because I want her to tell you all about the wonderful things about herself. So Jamie, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the show. And just take a moment to say hello to everybody. Tell them who you are and what you're about and why you're here.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. And I am so honored to be here on the show with you. I'm a huge fan. So it's a great opportunity to have this time with you. So like you said, my name's Jamie. My background is actually in exercise physiology and human performance, which kind of has always fascinated me about just like what helps people thrive and how as a coach and an athlete can we create impact and help them to improve their effort and how they feel about themselves and all of these things. And this experience has really shaped how I see success now that I'm older. And I realize that, you know, it's less about hustle and titles. And it's more about the impact, really the true impact that we can leave everywhere we go. And so that's what led me to start Gladly and be part of this movement, hopefully, of personal, professional, environmental impact in the business, small business sector specifically, and how this is how we want to measure success and kind of change the way that we think about that. But it's not just the paycheck and the title.
I love that because so many people, they base success on the paycheck and the title, and they don't really look at businesses about how we're impacting other people's lives, the changes we're making in other people's lives. And that's really what's so important. Now, you're a champion, a powerful shift of success, measuring by impact, not just by revenue or titles. What sparked this in your own journey?
I mean, really, like I kind of said in the introduction, you know, it went back to my, you know, upbringing of being in athletics and coaching and just really, I had a coach when I was very young that gave a speech about effort and, you know, you can't coach effort, you can't teach effort. And that's really kind of just resonated with me through my journey. And I believe that, like, I think that, you know, that's something that's in us and it doesn't matter really, you know, you could be screaming at someone, you can be, you know, go faster, go whatever. And we all kind of reach our limit. Yeah. And so, you know, with that being said, we're all in unique and individual in that way, but what is something that we can do? And that's impact. And by, you know, you may not be dealing in like a coaching or athletic setting, you may not be dealing with the next Michael Jordan, but you're dealing with a kid who you're teaching them that they can believe in themselves and that they can try harder and they can and by just sticking with it, you've impacted their lives, and then they're going to hopefully that's going to trickle down and impact other people. So with Gladly in the business sector, it's a platform where we're connecting small businesses and their teams with purposeful perks, wellness tools, and mission-driven brand partnerships. So by supporting, having the employer support the employees, gets a little bit of a tongue twister for us, but follow along. But the employer supporting the employees through these perks that I'm going around and trying to identify brands that have impact. And whether it's wellness tools or nutrition or clothing brands or bags, and we have an array of items, but the bottom line and the theme is impact. And so the employer is providing impact to the employee by saying, oh, here's a perk. I want to incentivize you in a way that's free to the employer, but makes the employee feel valued. And it's not a points reward system or a grading system. It's just like, this is a gift and you're doing such a good job and I want to recognize that. So here's some tools. For example, we work with a company, or we've partnered with a company called Impact Suite, and it's an amazing online mental health app. And for, a small membership fee, a small office can provide mental health and to their employee and then their employee's family for free. And it's amazing. It's on your phone. You can, they have an AI therapist that you can coordinate with, but then you also, if you need to, you can talk to a real therapist or nutrition coach or fitness coach. They have an array of resources. But this is something that if you worked in an office of, 5 to 10 people, you may not have this perk. So that's just kind of one example on, that spectrum of what we do. But then also, we offer products. We offer products. The Zola is a product where the owner Eric is from Cambodia, and he started selling goats on the side of the street, and now, came to America and went to college, and his story is so impactful for us when we met him, just his growth. And so now he has Zola is a it's a review platform, kind of like Google Review, but it's in-house. So when patients come in, they could ask, say we're in a dental office setting, but the hygienist is like, rate your, could you rate me, rate my ex your experience with me? And you can do that really quickly, as a patient on the phone, but then that goes to either the office manager or the dentist themselves. And based on that information, then you can improve their practice, but it's not so public as being thrown out there on Google or, so it's more of an internal thing. But, with all of these things, it's the same thing of being impactful and growing the business, the employee, the employer, and then the product owner themselves. So that's one of our big things, big push. It's a lot, but it's fun.
I like it. I like it a
Thank
lot.
you.
Now, what's a moment that you saw conventional hustle metrics fail and the impact of lens and the impact lens re reveal a better path forward?
I think actually kind of my example going back to Zola is, if you have somebody come in and they leave a terrible Google review and they're just like, oh, the receptionist was awful. And then, the office manager is all over their case. And they're like, you just, now this is everywhere that we're branded as a bad practice or whatever like that. That's not going to make that employee want to try harder. That's probably going to make them quit if they didn't lose their job, right? Like because of the review. So, by changing that lens and keeping it internal and using it as an improvement tool, and then providing actual resources for even like management that may not have background in HR or, how to motivate an employee or how to have those conversations, we can then, like using Zola and using our educational platform, we can kind of come help, gladly can help these small companies come full circle, which then in turn, the whole goal is to improve employee performance, make them feel valued, instead of torn down and quit. Or, it's, when you feel like that, you're not, that's not motivation. That's, that makes people want to leave.
Oh, yeah.
So, right. Why do you want to work in that kind of environment? But we're all human too. So, mistakes happen. And hopefully, yeah, we can look at it in a different light and bless the lives of all those involved.
100%. Now, for leaders who feel trapped by vanity metrics, what are the first three moves to begin this shift without derailing the business?
I mean, I think that first it's a change of a mindset from upper management, or of this isn't a let's take this as a learning opportunity or a teaching opportunity. So we need to change leadership mindset and realize, operate from a impactful lens of like, how can I impact my employees? How can I help them grow? How do I make this a safe place where they also can feel like they can do that? And then, implementing it, you have to have the education there, and then the implementation. So I think that those things, I've seen it, it's used in education, it's used in sports teams now. I mean, these are all things, but it also needs to now cross over into, a small business sector, and a large even. It doesn't have to be just small, but in a work environment, because adults, just because we hit adulthood doesn't mean we've got it all figured out.
Exactly.
Yeah, there still needs to be a place for learning opportunities and growth, and having a growth mindset to also be able to do that, I think is very, very important.
I agree with you. Now, what limiting belief about success do you encounter the most, and how do you help people replace it?
I mean, I think the biggest is just that success is the title or the paycheck. Like it's a monetary value is your success or the letters or whatever after your name that measures a person's success. And not that those are bad things, I mean, that's also something to be proud of. And usually if you have those, well, for sure, if you have letters after your name or, before even, like you've put in a lot of effort and work. But I don't think that needs to be the defining factor of successful. And so, for me and my belief and how we're kind of sticking to our value and mission of at Gladly of blessing lives and being impactful, success in the monetary sense will come if you're focusing on the other of being impactful and blessing lives. And so I think that's one of the biggest shifts or myths too, that we really like to push. If you're focusing on the one, the other will come. But if you're focusing only on the monetary, the blessing lives and the impact, maybe not so, it doesn't go both ways necessarily, right?
So glad you said that, because a lot of times, so many people, they focus on the amount of money you're bringing in. And they emphasize that's success, you know. And you'll see even advertisements. If you go on social media, you'll see someone standing behind the expensive car and you know, and they build that into people's heads that it's all about the money. It's all about how much you're bringing in that defines your success, when it really should be how much you're impacting people's lives that really matters.
Yes, I agree. And I think I do believe that with the impact comes the other. But
Yeah.
yeah, so it can be a win-win.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, when it comes to accessing to wellness tools, can you know what are some daily changes that we can make in our lives, you know, that different tools that we use that could have a huge impact on how our lives become?
You know, I think specifically, you know, Impact Suite is a company that we've partnered with that they have a lot of tools. And you know, like I have said before, to focus on mental health is huge right now. Huge. I mean, we all know everybody can use some mental health help. And then, you know, providing that access also to family members, it's not just an employee benefit, and making that accessible to being free and kind of, you know, more discreet and private, where you can access it just on your phone. You know, you have a quick question, or, you know, you maybe need to de-escalate and you can go to your Impact Suite app and describe the scenario right on the spot to either the, you know, the AI therapist, which they've gathered so much data from actual therapists that it's really good, actually. I use it personally and I'm like, huh, this, you know, this is actually, you're spot on. So you've helped me out a lot. But yeah, so I think, you know, that kind of access, I think access to, we also partner with a company that's Nitor Performance. It's a protein supplement that they're providing great discounts and perks to Gladly Network members that otherwise may not be able to afford or even heard of or have access to such a high it's a high quality product, but it's a veteran-owned company. They have great impact back to their followers and their even, you know, the inventor of the product. So it's great. I think that you need to look at a more holistic and whole maybe a whole part whole view instead of just little pockets of health, but health encompasses a lot of things and for a lot of different people.
100%. Now, when you build partnerships, what are the your non-negotiable to ensure that and that they bless all the stakeholders, employees, customers, and communities?
I mean, our first and foremost, you know, non-negotiables, we go to see if they have some kind of affiliate program or some purpose. You know, are they giving back? We, you know, and what does that impact look like? We want it to be specific. So that's really our first, like we'll find a product. I go to their website, you know, and if they've got a give back or our purpose or, you know, a nonprofit that they're affiliated with, we look for that because we really look for companies that are that's a non-negotiable right off the bat.
I love that. Now, what are some simple ways that helps leaders keep the impact at the center of their decisions?
I think, you know, you just have to put as a leader, you really need to stay employee and impact center. Like you just have to always keep that in your mind and make that a value of, you know, if you're, you know, everything that you do is focused on the impact. Everything you do is maintaining that value and you're blessing lives of all of those that are around you. And trying to focus on that with your decisions and with your conversations. That's a shift that I don't think, I mean, my experience, not a lot of, I've found that not a lot of other companies do, or you may not find it, but it's something that I really see and have seen by just focusing on that through leaders and teaching them to do that. It does spread like wildfire. So it really gives back. It comes back to them full circle as far as a leadership role and business opportunities.
I love that. Now, how does all the aligning to purpose change the way teams communicate, prioritize, and celebrate wins?
I think it's completely different. If you were a sales team and you're not focused on numbers, it's not, it's, what did you do for this person? Did you, who can you recognize that, you saw, really kind of maybe sitting over in the corner and not getting all the accolades, but doing a good job, and how can we recognize these people and not just focused on hitting numbers all the time. So I think that's the biggest, and has been really successful with my approach and what we do, and it's just it's a team effort, and also putting the right people in the right place. As a leader, looking at unique attributes and skills, and just making, building your team appropriately, and maybe one person, you've got them doing a job, but they're not thriving at. But if you put them somewhere else, they could be. But so also as a leader, knowing your employees, I think is huge. And the
I
people
like
you
that.
work with.
Now, what rituals build real connection, especially for hybrid or fast-moving teams without adding meeting or and bloat?
I like check-ins. But not kind of like I said, not like be so structured, rigid, like personal check-ins. Know your employees' families. Know what's going on in their lives, instead of just like, oh, did you meet this target today? Oh, did you have you sent these emails today? Have you? But actual personal connection. And I think especially when you're working with hybrid, we're working a lot online, and you may not even know, maybe haven't even met in person, right? You're the people you're working with, but I think just taking the time to kind of lighten things up a little bit and care about the people that you're actually working with, and instead of just the performance work environment, we all want to feel loved and like we belong and like people care. And I really think that from what I've seen of just having that personal connection. And not everybody's gonna want you to have that. You're gonna also run into some people who are like, I don't really want, but find other ways to connect with them. And commonality, some maybe something's common or unique interests, or that there's a lot of fun ways to do
Yeah, I
that.
agree. Now, contribution can be personal and organizational. How do you help keep individuals see their unique contribution and tie it to the company's impact?
I think a lot of that has to do with also knowing your employees. And so, by having, we use a platform. One of our partners is a company called Motivosity, and it's where employees can give shout outs, or you can do it to one another, you can do it anonymously, you can do it non-anonymously, but it's a employee recognition platform that it's fun, kind of gamifies it a little bit, not pressure, keeps it light. But also, and then also you have we have company bucks that work within Motivosity, and it's not a lot, but maybe you give somebody an $8, Starbucks card or whatever, like something, right? Like, but it's easy to do it at the click of your computer. You don't have to, so it just takes a few minutes. But when someone sees that pop up on their screen, it's like, oh, Joe just recognized you because they noticed you knocked it out of the park on this. That's a little bit's going to go a long ways, with stuff like that. So I think it's really important once again to, stay focused on the personal side and the human side, because we're all there. We're all in this big boat together, right?
100%, 100%. Now, can you share a story, no names needed, where this mindset shift improved outcomes and well-being?
I mean, I've seen it. I've actually seen it in a lot of different settings, but one comes to mind that I visited. It was actually an educational facility. Morale was, teachers are overworked, underpaid. I mean, we all know, right? We all know, and it's not a secret. I mean, that's a terrible, terrible but rewarding job all in the same time, and very special people that take on this kind of work, but it's also extremely exhausting and stressful. And an underperforming school, a lot of morale issues. We went in and just started with keeping it light. Let's play get to know you games. Let's make sure that what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, and how do we have these small personal development weekly sessions with your teaching partners or other peers in the school, and how do we lighten one another's load? So maybe one person's going to be better at, say, math, and they're really their kids are really taking off, and it's like, well, what are you doing to teach me, show me, like what are you doing that's successful in this approach? Because your cohort's doing the same thing, and it's not, they're teaching the same curriculum, but it's not being so successful. So, and it was amazing because even in that environment, and especially in education, teachers are kind of all their own, even though they're all in the same building. They're also their own bosses in a sense because they're over their own kids. And we have curriculum that's consistent, but doesn't mean everybody's teaching it the same or having the same results. But identifying those strengths and weaknesses in individuals and providing a safe place where it's like it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to meet, to recognize that we're not being as successful, but let's figure out together in a non-threatening environment how we can change that, and recognize what you are doing that's right, that's successful. So I think that's one example that I can think off the top of my head, but and just recognizing everyone's effort, and it's kind of the same thing. So it's fun.
I
It's a
love that.
rewarding thing to do.
Yes, 100%. And I think it's so nice when we do rewarding things and we reward other people's lives. It feels so good inside to be able to do something good for somebody else.
Exactly.
It really is. It really is. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things you would want the listeners to walk away with today?
Mean, I think the biggest thing is let's all of us try to have this mindset of blessing lives, and what that means to you. That does, and how you can have a positive impact on the people around you. and in everything we do. And I mean, you and I were talking, before the show started on just even small businesses, like walking in and here's these shop owners that are trying to, to make it with product, innovative products and stuff that really probably mean a lot to them. And how can we impact them and help them as a consumer? But then also, do you have connections of like, oh, hey, I have a sister that like would love your product or, or whatever. And how can we spread the love and spread the message and broaden the impact, and blessing lives everywhere. So I think that's the biggest, not so competitive, just not so like let's in a time and place right now where I think we need to just really look after one another, and remember that's what's important. So, and by doing that, hopefully this world is a better place because of it. So, yeah.
100%, 100%. Now, can you go over all the products and services that you provide for people?
There's a lot, and we add a lot of them every day, but I think some of the ones that we can highlight are Impact Suite is our mental health app that is a great product. We have Nitor Performance, it's a protein product. Zola is a review platform. We also have Second Life candles that make the most amazing, biggest candles you've ever seen. I didn't even really know that was a thing, but they're great, great company. I'm trying to even think more often. Motivosity is a great employee motivation platform. And then we also have we have a platform of influencers that we call Gladly Voices. And so these are social media influencers or other influencers that we've come in contact with. Lakeisha Mosley is phenomenal, working on women business professionals and their mental health in the Texas area and nationwide. We have other Elena Mandel in Hawaii, who's more nutrition focused and wellness. But we've partnered with these people who we have found kind of actually by chance. But we're saying not by chance, but by chance it was actually just random. But who are on the same mission. So we're trying to connect with like-minded folks that are out there and really spread this idea of focusing on blessing lives and impact and how we can do that with everyone. So
I love it.
those are a
I love
few.
it.
Thank you.
Now, where can people find you?
You can find us on our website is gladlynetwork.com. And then we also have we're on Instagram and Facebook at Gladly Good and Gladly Network. So those are the three that we're using mostly. I also have a podcast that I do with our co-founder Brandon Sherwood that's called Glad You Ask. And so that's pretty fun. We're connecting with it's kind of same thing. Like-minded people. Yep.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. I thank you so much for coming on this show. I love what you do. And I really love that you emphasize that success is not about the number. It goes so much more deeper, and it's about really helping others and improving people's lives, and that's what really matters, and that's what people should be focusing on. And if they don't want to do well in life, if you focus on those things, everything else will come naturally. It'll just fall into place. And the more you think about the number, the honestly, I think people don't do as well. But when you let go and you really focus on what matters in life, and you focus on really helping others, you know, everything else comes naturally. It really does. And I think you made a great point there. I
Well,
really
thank
do.
you. Thanks for having me on the show, Stacey. It's been great.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on the show. And if today resonated with you and has sparked something inside you and you really love what you hear, feel free to follow us and, you know, sign up for future episodes because we are so passionate about helping people in all areas of their life. And we want you to become part of our podcast community as well. So please follow us. And once again, Jamie, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think you're a
Thank
very
you.
special person. And I think you're beautiful both inside and out. And I'm really glad that you're doing what you're doing and spreading the message because it's a meaningful message. And everything you're doing is helping people. So I hope, you know, you really know how special you really are and how much of an impact you yourself are making on others. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you for being you.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate
You're welcome. You have a great day.
it. You too.